Why don't you tell me exactly what's going through your mind? No, I won't be impatient. I wouldn't dream of it. I've got all the time in the world for you right now. So, what was it? What exactly brought you into my arms? So elegantly fallen, so easily, yet I don't think it's so bad for you. If I'm honest, we make a pretty good team. Who would have thought I caught feelings somewhere along the line? Well, don't stay over there. Come over here. Darling, I can see it on your face. That slight shock, but look, let me tell you a secret. You and I may have started as merely pretending to be dating, a political stunt, a drama of sorts, but what do we have now? I can feel you tense from the mere whispers, the warmth against your ear, the feeling connection. Is that merely an act? Have you fooled me? I think only your body could hold the answers, don't you? A feeling is much more honest than a thought. You can't really fake a feeling, can you? I wonder when it became like this. When did I start viewing you as more than just a pawn on a chessboard? When did I see you as more than just a fling with purpose? Body to hold, love in most fake ways. When did it stop being rehearsal? When did it go right off stage and fly right into my bed? Last time was difficult, different, and oh so memorable, don't you think? The way I left those marks on you. The sexy way you said my name. Oh, baby, it was so, so devilish, don't you think? The way we connected, we did more than just make love. It was more like animals going at it with a slight romantic twist, a spoiling side mixed with bittersweet of blood, sweat, and tears. Trust me, darling, you can't fake this. And that feeling, oh, it's something, all right, isn't it? Pardon my hand, it just so happened to wander to that now deliciously exposed ass of yours that I do wish to get more acquainted with. You'll forgive me, won't you? Maybe if I say please. What a lovely reaction. It's so very longing to me now. I am the only one that gets to see this moment, to feel this moment. And something about me just loves that feeling. Knowing that is half the battle, as they say. Not everything can be sold with merely faking it, after all. Isn't that right, darling? Won't you squirm for me just a bit more? Sit on my lap like that. There's something very cute about how I can feel your pussy clench even through two layers of clothes. Adorable. And so deserving of so much more, don't you think? Yes. Just go along with it. The slow, silky embrace of where you belong. You know where you belong, don't you? Yes, my dear. It's so, so obvious now, isn't it? You and I were meant for more than just playing games, more than just making a scene. I could do that with a million other girls just like you, but they wouldn't be you. No, they wouldn't be you, even to a millionth degree. Darling, I think you've misunderstood this whole arrangement that we've come to. I don't just do this to deepen our bonds or use you. I would never dream of using or abusing what we have. It's just your reactions. They keep satiating some carnal pleasure I didn't know I could feel. They make me realize how very devilish sometimes we all can be. Not just me, living up to my name. I would hate to do that. But perhaps those half-sodden panties could explain themselves. No, I'm not grilling you for such an answer now. It's not so simple as that, is it? No. I think I'm partly to blame. But I can feel it, honey. You're getting your nice arousal all over my business pants. Don't stop there. Why don't you grind a little bit more? That's squirming doing more than that. Isn't it? There's the honesty. I love it. I love it so much. And that view. Naturally, you don't have to ask to touch my manhood, as you are technically my fiancé. And I am technically not going to ask politely if I can touch yours. It's not because I know the answer, it's because I feel it. The honesty, your reactions, how turned on you are, is so fucking cute. It's adorable in a way that I just want to tear down those walls and see how much I can make you feel. See how much I can make you scream and cry and say my name as cutely as before. It is so, so sexy watching you squirm on my thigh. Grind on it more than... feeling every bit of your pussy right through that layer of clothing. There's a turn you on to be fucking me. Right in my CEO chair. Right at my desk where someone could walk in. You know, if I shoved you down, I'm sure you could take care of what you started just fine, couldn't you? Yes. Actually, doing so without even me asking. How perfect of you. How does it feel to be sucking your man's cock? Does it look good from here? Me looking down at you, savor every touch, every bit of texture from your lips, your tongue, all of it wrapped around me. Don't hold back, even slightly, love. I'll make sure I do the same. Yes, suck that fucking cock. Badly did you want to suck my fucking dick that you're doing it like your life depends on it. Tell me love. Oh yes. Yes, what is it, secretary? And make it quick, very quick.
It's nothing, sir. Just wanted to talk to you about the budget. Sorry if you didn't interrupt anything.
It's nothing. Proceed and make it quick, though. Don't stop. Don't you fucking think of stopping. Keep sucking my cock. He doesn't fucking know. Yes, yes. I'm listening. Good. So it's going as planned.
Yes, paying attention. All riveting successes. I'm sure it's going to feel do well in the next quarter, like you, sir.
Yes, that's exactly what I'd expect. Yes, good day, sir. Take care. Sorry for coming so much, darling. Still more. Look at you. Don't pretend I was the only one getting excited from all that. Fuck. Fuck. Suck it all down, swallow. Swallow every drop. Ah. like a good girl. You choked it down so well. Stick out your tongue. That's right. All of it. Every last bit. Up you go. Back to sitting on my lap where you belong. Now, don't take that the wrong way, love. This is just where you belong, on a carnal level. On every level that I'm concerned with, you are mine. Understood? Yes, yes. It is a very serious proposition. But of course, now I must give you return in earnest for your hard work. On the desk you go. Look at what a mess you are. Did you get that turned on, sucking my fucking cock? Everything that falls off the desk, I don't fucking care. You're the only concern right now. It's so fucking rude how you have your legs off the desk spread. It's so fucking wide. Guess the only quarterlies you've got to concern yourself with. It's a quarter laser, this leg spread like that. Don't give me that. You're disappointed. You are more greedy than that. I can taste it. I can feel it. I can fucking understand it. That need you so fucking good. Now that you're there, can you feel all of this? My cock. Look at how deep it's gonna go inside of you. You barely have enough room in that midsection. I'm sorry, but you'll have to fit all of me. Part of your fiancé duties now. Do you like saying how deep it's gonna go in those inside? Now, look at that. Grinding right on you. Hold those legs up for me, sweetheart, and I'll take charge of the rest. Nice and easy. Desk isn't very stable, is it? But you can hear it. You can feel it. Barely anything. That tightness. That unbelievable feeling of your insides. Oh.
I love it. You take it so pretty, you know that. All of that inside you. There's a bulge, can you see it? Better yet, feel it. Put that hand there. That's my cock inside of you. All the way out. No, the way in. Juices are leaking out. You love taking it so deep, don't you? Everything of you, I want it to be mine. I'm proud of how I can treat you, satiate you. You should be proud too, love. You've done such a devilish job. Not so fast, love, no. I want you to savor that fullness. I want you to memorize the shape of my cock inside you. Do you love it? Being one with me. It's your future, your present, and everything you'll ever need to think about ever again. You love and crave the dominance because you want me to make those decisions, don't you? So indecisive until I make the decision for you, until your mind snaps like a twig and your heart beats that fast. Oh, you see, does it now? Keep on taking it. Given you a chance yet. Your kiss is more desperate now. Love, you must be close. Allow me to push you over that edge and claw at that back of yours while I'm at it. That's it, love. That's it. That's it. Yes. Oh, fuck. Go over that edge with me, and you'll never come back. But you love that. You get off to that. Don't you? Don't you? Fuck. 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 Go over the edge with me, baby. Go over the edge with me, baby. Come with me. Come with me. Come for daddy. Yeah. Fuck. Yes, that was quite the lovely lovemaking, don't you say? Still twitching like that. How cute. Holding you like this almost makes it seem like I didn't dig my nails into your back. But you did the same to me, didn't you? I suppose like lover should. Yes, just like that. There's enough room in my chair, love. Especially when we're connected as one like this. You couldn't get away no matter what. Just like I will never let you go. This connection, this feeling. How wonderful you feel. Yes, that's it. Just as you should be. Exactly as I want you to be. You are unapologetically mine. And you'll continue to be forever. There's no other future you need to concern yourself with. I will be the only one who gets to be your husband ever. It is so fitting, isn't it? Yes, this connection. Yes, this fucking romance. And to think we started as fake. No, it was just a trial turned into the full-blown effect of obsession. Of this connection, this love. Made completely deranged by us, twisted more and more. Yes, don't you dare think you'll ever get away from me. I may be too much, but so are you. No reason to want to escape, so that's perfect for us, isn't it? You and I clinging together like
I can never truly.